Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together.
She can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Okay, so it's Monday night at 8 p.m. on the eastern coast, and 5 out there in the sunny west. And do you know where your pets are? I always ask you that. So here we are. I'm Reverend Judy Hosner, and this week we still have my sister. She came back. Can you believe that?
I'm here.
She actually came back for more torture. And I want to say I'm sorry for the terrible transmission from the hospital the last time, and hopefully this one is much better. We're home and in the studio and a lot more comfortable. And so we're continuing this series on Teach Your Children Well. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, of course. And the concept is that we as parents or as guardians, whatever, have an obligation to teach our children. We can't expect them to be door-latch kids and teach themselves. We obviously know that that doesn't work. So last week, my sister gave us some great advice. That was a good book you were reading that from.
I didn't read it. That was my own rendition of family.
And so, it was, actually. I'm just giving her a hard time. this week, we are actually going to talk about the family unit somewhat. And our guest is here this weekend, Lori Marshall. And she's going to fill us in on some projects that she's been involved in and is involved in. And I think you'll find it great. It's all centered around children. If you have a suggestion of something that's G-rated that we can put on the air for this series can go probably through August. And then, of course, in September, we've got several things planned, including we're going to broadcast from the park. Not sure which park yet, the one that doesn't charge me the most, the one that charges me the least, the one that doesn't charge me at all is where we'll be broadcasting from. So that's our goal. Next show, which is on August 3rd, we're going to have Michael from Will of Titus. Yay! Clap, clap, clap. And I have not talked to him in a couple of weeks, but he should be here to talk to us about projects that he's involved in. And I believe some of my other guests who are involved in anti-bullying, which is kind of the theme for next show, will be, we're going to try and get them to tap in for a few minutes if they're not in the middle of the show or something. So that's that. If you haven't tried thejourney8.com, it is actually alive. Frankenstein is alive. Now, I took it live even though I haven't finished it. But the graphics turned out pretty okay. There is a section on About Us that kind of tells you how we started and everything. And so you go to www.thejourney8.com. And you will see things that you've never seen before and probably never want to see.
That's scary.
But you have to see them all the time, so.
That's really scary.
I know. It's one of those love-hate relationships. What can I say?
Hey.
No, on your part, not mine.
Oh.
I mean, you're the leader.
Okay.
You're the omnipotent one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
What? Anyway, for those of you who are listening for the first time, the Journey 8 is a dream come true for me. And that we started two years, as a Lenten study group that just went crazy. And we have fun, but obviously the focus of the show is centered around a theme of how does Christ work in and around us. I don't beat people over the head with the Bible. I figure there's all kinds of preachers out there that can do that if that's what you're into. What I want to do is have you get something from this show that you can, you know, kind of chew on for a while, make you think. And we have some fun. My real co-host, not that you're not real, is still on sabbatical. And Ellen someday will come back to us. Little Sheba, come home. But she will be here for August. She just took a lifetime. No, that's not right.
Journey.
She's on a journey. I don't know where she's at this week. Somewhere in the Southwest. Anyway, so she will be back next show, August 3rd. As I said, Michael from Will of Titus is going to be here. And we're all going to have a great time. Now, schedules. Let me talk to you about a schedule. People write to me and say, how can I look at a schedule and see what you're up to in the coming shows? And I said, what a great idea. See, you guys actually have some pretty cool ideas. And I said, I have no idea how to do that, but I am working with the good people at BBS Radio to try and post that somewhere on their site for me. And if you ever have time to look at who actually broadcasts my shows, go to bbsradio.com. And those are my gurus of sound. Is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Guru?
Yes.
And they patch me into all those powerful lines and radio things. And they have a page within a page for the Journey 8. So you would just type in the Journey 8 and it would pop me up, and it's got a whole biography, and it also tells you how to call in. If you're in your car and you're not on a computer, what is the phone number, my dear sister, that they call to listen to the show?
716-748-0150.
That is it. The magic. So you're in your car and you've got your cell phone and you're doing hands-free or whatever, and you just call into that number and it'll patch you right into the show live. If you want to talk, because that's just listening, if you want to talk,
then you dial 1-888-627-6008.
That's toll-free. Now, for you on cell phones, it doesn't matter anymore about toll-free. So either one of those numbers, if you're not at a computer and you want to listen to the show live, the shows are all archived. If you go to that page on BBS Radio's website, you'll find all the archived shows for us. And so tonight's show will be archived by Thursday. It takes about 24 hours. So that's that. And yes, I will put a schedule up somehow. I just have to figure out how to do that. What happened to Closer Walk with You? As some of you have been listening for quite a while, the days that when I was over at Blog Talk and stuff, and the email or the website address I used was Closer Walk with You. we had to sell that one because there was a closer walk with V, named after the song. And so they wanted rights to A Closer Walk With You. I sold the rights and I'm a millionaire. No, that's not. I am a dollarier. Dollarier?
No.
No?
No.
A $10-er?
Okay.
I'm a $10-er. So that's that. And I'm looking for my messages. There we go. So A Closer Walk With You doesn't exist anymore. It is, of course, the Journey 8. And the Journey 8 is going to be expanding a little bit in that we're going to try and post some videos, different videos.
A picture of me?
Yeah, we're going to try and post some videos. actually, we'll have a family corner for people. We're going to, you know, get it a little bit more expanded for you. And don't freak. I know it's not finished. Please don't send me 500 emails that say, your site, it's not done. I'm catching up still from being in the hospital. But we're doing fine. How many of you have gone on the purposegames.com website? I see thousands of hands. Oh, I can't see anybody, can I?
No.
I can only see this little baby with the headphones on. it's kind of a cute little logo. Bible trivia. I started some games on this website called purposegames.com, and it's really cool. It's all kinds of crossword puzzles. You can join and put your own puzzles or trivia or whatever. So on there is a slot for the Journey 8, and we've posted, I don't know, about three trivia, Bible trivias. Go in there and see if you can find me. If you can't, let me know. Oh, we have a caller. Hang on. Let's say hello to her. Go ahead. Oh, I guess I have to tell him that, huh? Okay. I'm learning. See, I'm not some, masters in media. I'm just a little preacher that's, kind of going by the skin of my pants. No, that's not right.
So it says you have one caller. Where is she?
I don't know. Where's Nancy? Say hello.
I'm right here.
Hey.
Hi, Nancy. This is Nancy.
Hi. Oh, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, Reverend Judy.
Ah, and what are you up to tonight?
I'm just listening to the show. I love your show. I look forward to it whenever you have it on.
Well, thank you. What do you like best about the show?
Me.
Sister Nancy has been giving great advice. It's true what they say. It takes a village to raise a child.
It does take a village.
It's not just the parents.
That's correct. And we're gonna cover that in all these shows. So how many people does it take to raise a child? Many. Good. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Call back again sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, see, people do call me. All of you out there that are afraid to call me, people do call me. I'm not so bad. Am I?
Don't get off track.
I'm not. Okay. But I am ADD, ABC,
yes.
DFG.
Yes.
So, here we are.
Our second session.
Our second session in Teach Your Children Well. And, the whole idea for this actually came from my sister a while back when she was talking about all those hatchlings that she has.
That's my family.
The hatchlings. And so I thought, I'm going to try and move this in somehow. And for all the hatchlings that might be out there listening, hello, my dears. So in the second half of the show, we're going to have our guest, as I said from last week, Lori Marshall, And today I actually have the first part of a 2 or 3 part message. I know I haven't given one in a while, so I've had some people ask why I'm not doing messages. And the reality is because I just haven't figured out how to get them in. But this one I came across in the middle of the night, as usual. It's still kind of being tweaked. So I got the first part of it. I'm going to tell you tonight, and then next week, hopefully, we can fit in the second part. And it's Family Matters. I thought that was kind of cool. And basically, I found this in the book of Thessalonians, New Testament, towards the end, chapter 5. And it's a letter from Paul showing us what it means to be a family, you know, and to have a model of faith worth talking about. In other words, he's going to wrap this whole letter in the chapter 5 around, I guess, a rule book or a guidebook of what it is. And so Paul reveals 5 different characteristics of a good leader. We lead off with a leader, of course. There's always good leaders, huh?
Yes.
And so he's focusing on the church in general, because what makes up a church?
People.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you.
And family. So he's going to start off with all you people in the, all you peoples in church, how are you going to raise a family? What are you going to do? And so I'm going to jump in there and give you the first couple. And here we go. The first thing he says is to work hard. Don't be a slacker. You know, uses here, the translation work hard means to toil or strive, struggle. You know, being a leader of a family is hard work, right, Sissy?
Yes, it is.
You get tired.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Because you're worried and you're concerned and you want all of your children to go on the right path.
So when you're looking at the big picture, whether you're talking about your church or your individual family, if you're the leader or the whatever, what do you call that? The leader, I guess. Either way, you have to, you know, have that sense of it's hard work. You know, don't go into this whole family thing if you're not willing to do some hard work. And why is family work so hard?
Because it involves people.
Yes.
And people with feelings and struggles, hurts and problems, and to care for people is hard work.
Yes, it is. And you being a mommy, what? Give me some examples of the hard work it takes.
Not being their friend, but being their mother. Not always doing what they think is best when you know what's right and wrong. Trying to guide them in the right path. With struggles, because they're going to struggle through it if they don't believe you're right. And children nowadays let you know if they don't think you're doing the right thing or not saying the right thing. They fight back nowadays.
Oh, because they've got those fancy computers and they're a higher educated group.
That's exactly right. They're highly educated. From birth to 18 months old, they're learning how to play on computers, play on phones. They know what's going on in the world. The teachers today are different than before, too, with the way they reprimand and the way that they can reprimand. You know, before we used to go out and get a little hand on the butt thing, and now you don't touch your children. You know, the belief now is that you have to guide them in a way without hurting them.
Yeah, capital punishment is,
yes.
Is a no-no, and for good reason. And I believe in that. I believe that Children are not ignorant. You should be able to talk to them. You should be able to punish them in a way that's positive, not negative. You know what I mean?
And they know that you care for them. That's the love all, to show the love along with the reprimands and whatever you have to do.
So when you're moving in this direction of having a family or trying to turn your family back on the right course, just know what you're stepping out to do, whether it's a brand new baby or your family or one, like I said, that you're trying to turn around, be prepared to do the work. No one else is going to take the place of a parent. Don't leave it to a babysitter, a nanny, or your preschool teacher. They're not mommy and daddy, right? Okay, the second thing Paul touches on is be worthy of their respect. You can't expect children to respect you if you're not worthy of it. So what does a leader do to be worthy of respect?
He has to work hard. He has to practice what he preaches.
Yes.
That is the most difficult thing to do. Well, Mama, you're doing that. Why can't I do that?
Yes.
Or Daddy, you did that. Why can't I do that? Mm-hmm. So here again, you have to really walk your talk. They have to know that they can trust you and you can be honest with them so they can be honest with you. And like I said, and I keep saying, kind and compassionate. And they know you love them, even though you're saying, no, you can't do this, or I don't want you doing that, or just treat them like you want to be treated.
Yeah, I think it's not out of fashion today to still say the golden rule applies. You know, I'll treat you right if you treat me right, but if you go astray, I'm going to try and bring you back to center. And the ways I'm going to do that, is make sure that, you know, things that you love or things that you like to do are removed from you for a while.
Right.
And so I think the reward system works as long as it's not continuous. And the last thing we're going to talk about this week is correcting wrong behavior. And here we go with the, the capital punishment thing. And, you know, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful emotionally or, you know, hopefully not physically. And it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. You bring your kids up right, and you're not going to necessarily see that harvest in the beginning. You're going to see it when they're 18 or 19 years old and they've never gone to jail and they don't drink and they don't smoke. You know, all those great things that you wish for your kids.
Makes a parent very proud.
Yes, it does. And why is it necessary to correct wrong behavior?
Because behavior affects people in relationships with God, with relationships toward their family, their siblings, their mother, father. They need to know, we always go back to the same thing, right and wrong. What's right and what's wrong? And I always believe that the punishment should fit the crime.
Yes.
Something small should not have 4 weeks of, you know, you can't watch TV, you know? Or if you have a little child and you're teaching them to go sit in the corner, 2 minutes is 4 hours to them.
Yes.
You know? So kind of fit the punishment to the crime.
Yes.
You know, and go on like that. And I think you have something about what Paul says.
Paul was pretty smart considering he had no family, no wife, no kids. But, you know, by the grace of God, he really needs, he really puts it out and says why it's necessary to correct wrong behavior, because wrong behavior, as Nancy said, affects the person's relationship with God. And a lot of times when we interfere with the kids, we don't think about that. We don't think about, you know, this kid's going to get angry and that may reflect on his relationship with God. He's going to grow up and you know, start blaming God for everything. So it doesn't just affect the family unit itself. It reflects other persons, you know, other family members, cousins, whatever, and his relation or her relationship with God. So those are three. We're going to study the other ones, or we'll go over the other ones next week. But I just want you to think about this concept that Paul is pulling together in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's really a good read. So we're going to hopefully bring Lori in here shortly. And one of the things I want to say is we're going to have one of the shows, and it might be next week, so I don't have my schedule in front of me, that we are just going to focus on bullying. And
That's a big one.
Yeah. You're not going to be here for that one, so tell me what's your take on that.
I'll be here.
You'll be here? Oh, she's going to be here on Wednesday. So I'm happy for that. I might get to see her once a year for a long time. Good. Then you can tell me in our family how that bullying thing affects.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So look forward to that. And if you have some suggestions of things you want to hear, you want me to give you more Bible passages, or what you want from me, what do you want from me? You can contact me by email at RevJudy@thejourney8.com. You can leave a message on the BBS website for me.
Carrier pigeon.
Phone, but I don't remember what the phone number. Oh, here, I have it. One moment. The phone number for the Journey 8 is 336-684-3263. And I might not be around that phone all the time, but you can leave a message and I'll call you back. And we do deal with a lot of stuff offline. And, you know, we'll help you out wherever we can. Now, we have some technical problems.
Again?
I'm sorry. I'm so new at this. I'm going to go ask Howard Stern how he does it. Oh, he'll probably
call him up.
He'll probably say bad things to me, though.
What can we do now?
I don't know, because, you know, our guest is supposed to be on doing her thing. Lori, if you're out there. And so I'm going to flip back over to, I don't know, what do you want to do?
Do a song.
Do a song. Ooh, let's see. What do we have? We have a song. I talked about this a month or two ago. I have a dear friend in California by the name of Carol Simpson. And she did a song about an album a couple of years ago. Oh, a while back. You know, everything seems like a couple of years ago to me. And one of the songs, the lead song on the album, is All Sides. And I think we might have it. Let me see. Because usually our music archive stays forever. Yes.
Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. Sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There is no part within my heart that God won't recognize.
That was a very close friend of mine, Carol Simpson, recorded in the mid-late 90s, and I'm still in the process of transposing. It was a cassette, so I've been transposing the songs over to a digital. So I'll finish doing that because there's several really good songs on that album. So anyway, we're going to move forward and hope that Lori's okay. I'm gonna stay on this issue of family. Number one, family is really important to me. Family's always been important to me, and I've been blessed with a great family, a phenomenal family who takes me when I'm down, takes me when I'm up, takes me, you know, rich or poor, and they're pretty cool. I know that not a lot of you have that experience, and I'm hoping if you get anything out of these four or five shows, you get a sense of how you can re-identify yourself within your family. You know, sometimes we think our family is hopeless, and I hear this all the time from friends and stuff. Oh, man, I've just given up on my family. They don't love me, and I don't love them. And a lot of times it's just a communications thing, right? What are you looking for? My sister has this look on her face. Oh, you want to know, you want to read the scripture?
Yes.
Here. Thessalonians is a very short book, and it's towards the end of the New Testament. And, you know, Paul writes all these Ephesians, Philippians, all these because they were really letters. You know, he didn't intend for them to be books. And so you look at 1 Thessalonians, just a few chapters, and we were, again, in chapter 5. And, you know, chapter 5 is the end of kind of the lesson. And so, you got Paul. Paul's a cool guy. He's one of my favorites from the Bible. And he goes, and he writes to this church in Thessalonia, and we're basically looking at verses 12 through 28, and he just cares so much for them that he says, I got to do this. I got to write you a letter, even though I'm sitting in jail. I got to tell you what I think a family should be, and it's really about the only structured letter about family in the New Testament. It's really a great letter. A lot of these short books of the Bible, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, and so on and so forth, were letters. They were, you know, sit down, write a letter to this church, and, you know, either, you know, chew them out for wrong behavior or whatever. So, you know, one of the things I guess I want you to do is to reflect in your own life how these words, which are 2,000 years old or more, how they can apply to you. And so I have two translations. I have a Bible that's split into two different translations. I've got the NIV on the left side of the page and the Message on the right side of the page. And the Message, for those of you who don't know much about Bibles, the Message version of the Bible is very new, and it puts that these and those and thems, the King James words, into today's language. So it's interesting sometimes to read a Bible passage and then look at the Message version of it, and it's really pretty hip, pretty cool. So what are you going to do? You going to read this thing?
I don't know.
Oh, she doesn't know yet. You know, one of the nice things about having a co-host is I never know. I never know what the heck they're going to do. You know, it's like walking into a bar and seeing a bunch of elephants and wondering, you know, if you made it to the right place. You know, so I'm going to say this next. Well, I've got to work this in. I have a sermon at church that I'm giving in August, and it's about a very touching subject or touchy subject. And I'm not sure of the 16 people out there that are listening if you'll continue to listen to me after you hear this very controversial message that I wrote in the middle of the night, you've heard it. I flew it by my sister. She said it's one of the best.
That's very good.
One of the best sermons I've ever written, and that's kind of scary because I want to write more. But if that's the best.
It is the best. So far.
So far.
You have more to go.
I have more to go. So, all you out there, I want to say hi to Marlene. I don't know if Chris and Brian are listening, my nurse practitioners and whatever they are. They're testing the waters to see if I really know what I'm talking about. I hope they're not listening because I don't know what I'm talking about.
You do too.
I do. I'm sorry. So we're going to say, this is how it's going to go down. See, this is the nice thing about having your own show. You can just do whatever the hen fat you want to. Next week, Michael is going to be here, hopefully, for the second half. On the first half, we're going to step back a little bit, take the second half of Thessalonians 5, and finish that little guidebook, shall we say. And then I'm going to take the points from that Bible scripture, the high points, and I'm going to make a little punch list for you guys. You know, something that you can read when you get frustrated with your kids or frustrated with your husband, you know, and make it a punch list for you. And how that's going to work is I'm going to have the scripture and then I'm going to have some key ideas for you. So, for instance, if you're in a spot right now where you're arguing a lot with your kids and they're not listening, which to some extent teenagers don't, but let's say we want to make that better. Being the leader of that family group means you must take the action, not them. Okay? You must step in and say, okay, no more arguing. You're going to count to 10 before you open your mouth. And that when you get to 10, you will be calm enough to speak. And if you're not, you're going to ask for a timeout. All those kinds of things. Paul was very, very much into communications. That is the key. So we're going to do that. I'm going to try and put a punch list. And I'll post it on both the EBS blog page that's on my little part. And I'm also going to post it in the Journey 8's webpage. And I hope that a couple people click on it. I'll put a counter on there just to see. I want all 16 of you to click on that page. It would make me feel so good. Okay, so okay, so we can't reach Lori again. We're having some technical problems. I think the phones have all been confiscated by bad aliens in California, and therefore I can't get through to her. You think?
I think.
And I'm going to ask Mr. Engineer, because I'm so in love with Will of Titus, you should have a track from Will of Titus called Nothing's Impossible. Let's run through that if you can find it, sir. Is Will of Titus. I love this song, and the whole album is very good. And you can go on their webpage, I believe, and find the album. I'm not sure if it's on iTunes or not, but it's a great album. And you you always hear me play that from time to time, and a couple other songs from the album. I just keep coming back to it. So next week, as I said, we're going to finish up the second half of 1 Thessalonians 5 and wrap up this idea of family as a general unit and move towards this concept or this idea of how do we deal with bullying. And I'm going to try and raise, as I said, a couple of my friends that have been on before, see what they have different charities that they work for, anti-bullying charities, see if we can raise them up and see how they're doing. Part of being a nonprofit or being a person out there is that you get pieces of information here and there, and you try and pull that all together into something that makes a show. And all the big guys like Howard Stern and them have all these marketing and PR people. I have me and my directors and my guys at the station, and they do as much as they can. But I do all the footwork myself, unless I throw it onto my sister and tell her that she's the leader of the family, and therefore she has to do the work.
No.
But it works.
I have to guide you.
Oh, that's it. I'm a ship without a rudder? So, you know, we hope that we bless you from time to time. Ellen is supposed to be back next show, August 3rd. By then, I hope to have some news as to how we've firmed up this idea of broadcasting from a park, a local park, and just grabbing people. Well, not grabbing them because that's against the law, but having them come over and talk about something.
And that'll be fun.
And the last thing is, I forgot to tell you, there is a new movie out, a new DVD, which you can order through outreachfilms.com. And if you saw the movie God Isn't Dead, this is the same group of people, same producers and stuff that did this movie this year. It just got released, and it's called Do You Believe? And Do You Believe is a great storyline. I'm not going to get too much into it because I don't want to give it away. But like I said, it's from the creator of God's Not Dead. And I've seen the trailers for it. I just ordered the kit for it. And
that was me and the pen.
Oh, and it's awesome. I don't know how, if you're, well, I do know. If you're in the Burlington, Greensboro area, you will be able to have an opportunity to see this because we're going to show it at the church. I'm not sure which day yet, but I'll let you guys know. If you're local, you can come and pay $100. No, that's not right.
It's free.
It's free. Come and see it. And so I'm going to wrap it up so I can give my throat a rest and wish you all a great evening and a God-filled week, and I'll see you on August 3rd. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace. Judy Hasner.